This is How We Love. I'm Stephanie Anderson. I'm an advocate that serves the persecuted church with International Christian Concern. If you want to know more about real-time events of persecution around the world, please visit persecution.org. Our scripture today is from Psalm 91:14. Because he has loved me, I will set him securely on high. Because he has known my name. Our country of interest is India. Our hero of the faith is a pastor who was publicly beaten and bound in March of 2021 for refusing to contribute funds to the ritual worship of tribal deities. He says, when they tied him up and started kicking, I was not at all angry, Pastor Aurang said. The Lord reminded me of the verse in Matthew 5:11 through 12. I received great strength from these words. There was a smile on my face all through. Matthew 5:11 through 12 says, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. In the face of persecution, it may seem easy to turn away when the threat of violence is inevitable. Many seek comfort, yet God never promised us comfort in this life. He is the great comforter, so in trials and persecution, we may be comforted by him supernaturally. Acts of bravery, like Pastor Aron's, show the depth of the persecuted church's commitment to follow Christ at any cost, and also his intervention in the time that we need it. The strength, the peace that comes only from him. Our scripture, to be set securely on high, is a promise from God. And it may be that God pulls us up to where he is so that we can hear and understand his word. Not the circumstance changing sometimes, but seated in a place in heaven where we can see that the word of God, or sense or be surrounded by that peace and power that change the way we see, that help us to look at it so we can face it and walk through it. Our vantage point is improved when we are seated with him on high. The word know, used in Hebrews 8:11, is a much different word than quoting knowing, like in Jeremiah, have knowledge of. The know is something remarkable. Knowing him more personally than a superficial, and I would even say a superstitious way. To know the character of God, to rely, is to be able to trust, is to know him like you know a parent or a close friend. You can rely on them. You've tested and tried. It's not a relationship that happens overnight. It's a relationship that will prove itself in the time of need. So let's go to prayer. And let's pray for the people of India. They have suddenly, as a government, taken the side of many accusers throughout the entire nation that want Christians to be expelled for evangelizing. There are riots, rallies, many voices. And the people of God in India, families, are very concerned. Each rally has the potential in any place that they're held to create violence, and the people of God have been hurt during these events in the past. So let's pray for their perspective and their healing and their experience of God in this time, this dangerous, dangerous time. Lord Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for your word. Because we have loved you, because your people have come to know you, because they have developed a day-to-day reliance on this relationship, says that you will set them securely on high because we have known your name. And we lift up the nation of India, we lift up the people of God, the families, the children that are watching as these rallies and these officials are saying these things through every venue. And we ask, Father, for your mercy right now. We ask that your word would be so real as they gather together, as they cry out to you, Lord, that you will give them perspective, that you will help them to see their close relationship with you and experience the peace that surpasses understanding as they watch this chaos going on. And we pray for those voices. We pray for those screaming for the expulsion of our brothers and sisters for doing your will. We pray that they will remember this blessedness because of the insults, because of the false and evil accusations. We pray they'll remember and that you will give them a spirit to rejoice and be glad. And this pastor's testimony, that they would know that they are truly blessed. Surround them, Lord. The blood of Jesus is all powerful, and we pray that you will cover them, shield them, and send help. And in our own lives, Lord, I pray that we'll remember today this word, blessed are you when you are persecuted for his name's sake. Blessed are you when they falsely say all kinds of evil against us because of Jesus. We pray that you help us to rejoice, to praise, to worship, and to be grateful, because we have this reward, this gift of God. For then the same way they persecuted the prophets and our Lord Jesus Christ. So we bless you, Lord, and we thank you that you are involved. Help our perspective, our vision, to be upon heavenly things, to know that that is how we walk out our faith and not allow it to touch the deepest parts, to turn us bitter, because we walk with this shield of faith, this perspective that God is with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.